Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Culver Towing. And today we're going to hear from the driver of the 7M Hornet, Don Martins. We're also going to hear from Steve Cole from Cole's Electric, Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Celebrating 100 years of family-owned excellence, Pulver Towing will always be there for you. With multiple locations, an experienced staff, and quality customer service, Pulver Towing has emergency service available 24-7, and they work around the clock to offer towing, recovery, and roadside assistance to our communities. If you need them, call 507-282-3851. That's 507-282-3851. Pulver Towing, the premier towing experts.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000 square foot facility in Mankato specializing in CNC tube, laser, and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop offering all the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Hornet driver Don Martins. And Don, in the early 90s, you began your racing career at Dodge County Speedway in Cassin, Minnesota. What brought about the decision to go racing in the first place?
Well, a buddy of mine from high school, he kind of approached me and he was like, we got to do this. We just got to go. We got to go racing. And we both got some cars together and went racing. And it wasn't pretty, but we were out there.
Racing in the street stock division. Talk about what a typical street stock consisted of in the early 90s.
Oh, shoot, back then you couldn't do a whole lot to them. I mean, I've looked at them nowadays and their tube frame, we had to pretty much have the chassis had to be pretty much stock. There wasn't a whole lot. You really couldn't do a lot.
I remember that era, and it was literally you could run an enduro car in a street stock division.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they were so close to pure stocks back then that basically the tires were different and you could do just a little bit more with the motor.
You also raced with drivers like Kevin Hager, number 94.
Yeah, Kevin was running back then, yeah. I was surprised to see him at Mississippi Thunder still racing.
So he's been at it a long time. Do you remember some of the other guys you were racing with in that group?
Well, there was Arlen Dierks. He was also from Red Wing. There was the Double Zero. What was his name?
Was that Dave Moffitt?
No, it was like McDougal, or I can't come up with his name. He was a young kid. He did some winning. He was a good runner, but I can't come up with his name.
Dodge County Speedway was always our region's Sunday night track at the time. Chateau on Friday night, Deer Creek on Saturday, and Dodge County Speedway in Casson, Minnesota on Sunday. One of the drawbacks for the Sunday track, it's the last race of the weekend, and fans are tired, and cars are used up.
Yeah, I only ran Sunday, so I didn't really have trouble with my car being used up, but that doesn't mean I was always ready, though.
Even though it was the last race of the weekend, you still weren't ready?
Yeah, I didn't have much of a crew. I had one guy that helped me on occasion, so I was pretty much a one-man show, and I look back at what I used to do to get a car on the track, and I don't know how. I've got a hoist in my garage now, and I don't know how I did it without a hoist. I really don't.
I had modified Hall of Famer Gary Shumsky on a show a while back, and he told a story. The only motor they had was in his brother's work car. So when his brother got off on Friday night, they went home, pulled the motor out, put it in the race car, and then Sunday they had to put it back in the work car to get back to work.
Oh, get out of here. That's dedication right there.
That is dedication, and they were in high school back then when they were doing that, so I know exactly what you were going through.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work to put a race car on the track week after week. A lot of work.
Then you decided to take some time off from racing. What brought about that decision, and what did you do for hobbies when you weren't racing?
Well, it was kind of toward the end of that racing stint, a different buddy, not the one that got me into it, but another buddy of mine, a much closer friend, he actually had a car then too. And actually, the two of us tangled, not on purpose at all, but both cars got pretty beat up. And that kind of was like the straw, and I just was like, you know what, I'm done with this stuff. The whole rear end of my car was hanging there, and it just after that sat, and then I moved on to boating and some hunting, did a lot of duck hunting and pheasant hunting. But yeah, it was so much fun, but it was a lot of work, and different things just kind of fell into place that got out of it for quite a spell, actually.
And you live in Red Wing, Minnesota, and you talk about a beautiful town and what a great town to live in if you want to do some boating and some hunting. Do you know the history about Hiawatha Speedway that used to be in Red Wing?
Oh, yeah, I grew up going there. Yeah, that was one of, we didn't do a lot as a family, but that was one of the big ones, was going to the races here in Red Wing. My dad grew up north, and he had a lot of cousins and stuff that raced up there, up around Ashland and northern Wisconsin.
I've seen some of the old vintage video of Hiawatha Speedway. That was a super cool place because you could sit on the side of the hill, and that front straightaway was actually dug into the side of a hill. So if you hammered that front straightaway wall, it was a solid earth hill behind it.
Right. Yeah, it was an interesting little track.
Were you there when they redid the track and had the reunion?
I was not, no. I didn't get up there for that. That would have been nice. That would have been a good one to be at. I don't think I even heard that it was happening at the time.
It was so quiet, the information about that reunion, that I don't think a lot of people got there, and it was right in your backyard, and even you didn't know about it.
And literally, it is. It's right over the hill from me. It can't be but a mile from where I live, through the woods.
You also work for House Ford Chrysler, known as Mr. Everything. Is there anything that you don't do there?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, I got a lot of help there, but There's a lot of people asking for my help, though.
What all do you get involved in?
Well, I was hired as building maintenance, which really, you know, that fit my background pretty heavily. But it morphed in. I'm pretty much the IT department. I keep all the computers running well. And I had taken the pictures there for years of all the vehicles to put them online. But when the house is bought out, now they have a company, so I prepared the vehicles for the picturing.
Now jump ahead to about 2013, 2014, and your friends have an idea. Let's get some carts and build a cart track in your backyard.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they stayed on it heavily for 2 or 3 years. And I finally came to where I said, if you can get about 6 to 8 people with money in their hands ready to build a cart, I will have a track built. It'll happen. But that never came to fruition. Then it turned into, hey, they're renting Hornets over at Cedar Lake. And they had like 5 of them. And there were 5 guys that were heavy into going and watching the races. And we looked at that for a while. But it come down to that was, if 5 of us did that, it was $1,250. Well, next thing you know, they came to me. All right, we're buying this car. $800, we're buying this car, the 5 of us. The catch is it's staying at your house. And I said, okay, let's do it.
So was there any history behind a car that you purchased? Did you know its racing history or how it was built or anything about it?
Yeah, it was the guy was, his name was Gary. He raced over at Lansing. He had 2 or 3 track championships, I think. I can't think of his last name. I didn't really get involved in the actual purchasing of it. But yeah, it had ran well, but it was wore out. We were replacing a lot of suspension parts to get it back on the road. And I think we had to slip a new cage in it even, and new motor in it. But they shoved me in the thing first, and I think I ended up 5th the first time in it. And they go, boy, you're setting the bar kind of high. And from that point on, I was shopping for a car, though, because I knew I couldn't do it once every 5th week.
So the original plan was the 5 of you were going to share it, and you would only get to race it every 5th week, but that only lasted 1 week.
Well, I mean, it took me a little while to get a car together. I don't think I put a car on the track till the following year.
Now, did all 5 of your buddies get a car?
No, actually, only 4 of us ever got in the car. One of them only got in the car once. And I think Ollie, he probably ran it about 5, 6 times. And then Dewey, he's the one that you know, he's been running a car with me now ever since. He's got his own car, I mean. So, yeah, 2 of us, the fire got built underneath, and we kept at it. But most of them got the excitement for a little bit, and then that was enough. It takes the right kind of person to want to keep that type of hobby going. It really is a certain mindset that you got to have to be a racer.
Absolutely. And also, Dewey, he's extremely laid back. If you talk to him up in the crowd, you wouldn't think the guy's a racer, but you get him in a fire suit and a helmet and put him behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's in his blood, though. He's been around racing. Back at the Dodge County Speedway, he was pitting for Brad Bannett back then. And then he moved on and was pitting for Ron and Bonnie that you had on your show.
Talk about your first Hornet win. What do you remember about that race?
Oh, first one, man. I was feeling like I had to every corner almost lose the car in order to get by the guy. I mean, I had to drive it completely on the edge in order to get there, because I came from behind to get there, but I was bound and determined to push it as hard as I had to get there.
And the interesting thing about running a Hornet is with the front wheel drive, I don't know how you guys get it to stop pushing when it tries to drive you up the track into the wall in the middle of the turn.
It's completely different. In rear wheel drive, you're steering with the throttle. if you want to turn more, you get in the gas more. The Hornet, you kind of got to throw it in hard so the rear end will come out. And then if it's coming out too far, then you got to hammer the gas to make the front end push up to follow it. Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
Once you started winning regularly, you got two wins in a row, and they made you start in the back.
Yeah, that's in the rules. But it seriously was the most fun I ever had racing. Starting in the back and being able, you know, having a fast car and starting in the back, it was the most interesting racing, driving through the crowd. It really made for a fun couple of nights.
Coming through traffic, the guys that can do it and do it well are really fun to watch. At the Jerry Richards Memorial, Justin Henderson, Brooke Tantnell, and Scotty Thiel put on a clinic of running through traffic. That makes for an exciting race for the fans, and you got to love every second of that as a driver as you click off cars each lap.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean, it's more enjoyable. It's far, far more enjoyable than getting to start up front and staying there. It's a completely different ball game.
Now, even though you chose not to rent Hornets at Cedar Lake Speedway, you've been up there and raced at Cedar Lake Speedway. What's your thoughts on that track with a Hornet?
I always enjoyed running there. It's a nice facility. It seems like it was always a little bumpier. I'm glad they stopped having Hornets, and that's why we came to Mississippi Thunder. But I really, really love the track at Mississippi Thunder. I love running there.
I also did not know the night that you got put to the back of the features, besides going to the back, you also had to add 100 pounds to your car.
Yeah, adding weight too, yeah. You really feel that. It really makes a difference. You can tell coming off the corner, it just feels like you're dragging a plow back there. But yeah, add weight. And I think the one night I went from the back up to fourth, I mean, there was a good field, too, 20-some cars. And I might have even done better than fourth the other night. It was a blast. I really had fun driving from the back.
Both you and Dewey had the worst wrecks of your career this season. Talk about your wreck and talk about Dewey's.
We've been really fortunate, very light contact on the wall the last 5, 6, 7 years that we've been running, or 8 even maybe. But yeah, both of us really, really went in the wall pretty good. I was coming down the back stretch, was just starting to turn down for the corner, and the two guys above me tangled, and one of them was sideways in front of the other car, and he come off of that other car and just barely clipped my back end. And it turned me straight up into the wall. And luckily, I hit the wall completely square coming up into it because it didn't touch my suspension, but it totally took out the frame horns in the front. It was quite a bit of work getting her back together.
And Dewey had an issue with the back wall.
Yeah. Well, we were both on the back stretch. But, yeah, he was coming out of two. Guy got squirrely underneath him and come up into them, and they both went into the wall together. And from there, Dewey was doing cartwheels. He was up on the wall, riding the wall for a little while, and I think it was when he came off the wall, he was literally doing cartwheels end over end.
Hornets, I've seen them take a really light hit, and the next thing you know, they're heading for the pits or the infield because they've whacked the suspension somehow. And I've seen them get sandwiched in between a couple cars thinking, oh, their front end's about 6 inches narrower on each side, and they just keep right on rolling. It all depends on how and where you get hit.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're durable. They're very durable if you get hit in the right way, but there's some parts on them that are pretty weak, and it don't take much, and you're done.
When you wreck a Hornet like that, what are you looking for when you choose a different car?
Well, it's always nice to find something that's not all a rusted pile, which is hard up here sometimes. But rust is a huge issue I mean, if it's going to hold up over the long haul, it can't be falling apart.
Running a big Hornet special like the Swarm, what kind of a plan do you have going into one of those big paying events? Or is there such a thing as a plan?
Well, you always want to kind of have a plan in your head, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen that way. The Hornet, the Swarm, man, again, they've been some of the funnest racing I've had because you get the 30 laps going, and I mean, a lot of times with our 12 lap, well, they've been giving us 15 over at Mississippi for a while now, but it used to be 12 laps. You don't get a whole lot of tight racing where being in a couple of them Swarms where there was 35, 40 cars and 30 laps, you're in lap traffic not too long after starting a race. And it's interesting because you got to bob and weave and do a lot more actual racing. Even when, you know, if you're racing against the other guy, you're still racing the lap traffic too.
I've heard people say, well, you're going to a huge Hornet race like the Swarm, that's going to be a wreck fest. And when you put up money like that, you get the top Hornet drivers from around the entire region coming. And I am just blown away by the tight side-by-side, 3-4 wide racing. You guys never touch. It's amazing. It's usually flag to flag, green to checkered.
It can be. You know, I mean, most of the guys still race with a lot of respect. Definitely, I have felt more aggression at some of those. meaning guys tapping me in the back, you know, because you can't always go as fast as you want to. And that guy back there is like, come on, go, go, go. But definitely, still, it takes, people have to have some respect to keep it clean. And generally, the guys do.
You also have a very loyal shop dog.
She's very loyal, but she's not the best shop dog ever. She's a little nervous. She hangs out outside, and she'll come in there and say hi to us on occasion. Not your typical shop dog right under your feet.
You're also 2 years older than me and seem to be having the time of your life racing Hornets.
Yeah. I'm getting toward the end here. It's getting to be, I'm 60, and it's getting to be that, it's a lot of work for an old guy. I think it's getting close to where I need to help the young guys out. We just got done getting a car running out there for another guy at work, and it's getting to be the time to start handing the keys off to the younger folks, I think.
What are your plans for the fall racing specials? Where can fans come and see the 7M Hornet?
Well, both me and Dewey are going to be at Mississippi Thunder, they're calling it the Great Pumpkin Race this year again.
Absolutely, the Great Pumpkin Race.
We're going to run down there and have some fun.
That is always a huge end-of-the-year get-together. There are so many drivers there having a great time down in the pits, and also the fans come out in huge numbers, and that is a great two-night event. I'm sure you and Dewey are going to have a great time.
It will be. It'll be a blast. It's a nice end of the year deal. Like you say, get everybody together and have a last hurrah.
Don, I know we will be there cheering for the 7M and also Dewey's number 17. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on.
Race fans, SprintCarStuff.com is your online stop for everything in the sprint car world. From apparel, jewelry, and books to die-cast sprint cars, posters, and gifts, SprintCarStuff.com has everything you need for the sprint car fan on your shopping list. And SprintCarStuff.com is the online site of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So every purchase on SprintCarStuff.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve the past. That's SprintCarStuff.com for all of your sprint car merchandise needs.
Fires Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Fires Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Fires Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Extreme, extreme power car.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak, effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition. Proven under the toughest racing conditions, and it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks, sealing the leak while you drive, and it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch forged center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back here on the Dirt Show, and as always, I'm joined by Steve Cole from Cole's Electric, hanging out here at Plaza Morena in Owatonna, our favorite place to meet. And Steve, Cole's Electric has always been a huge supporter of the Steele County Fair. How were you involved in the fair this year, and were you able to find any good food on Food Row this season?
Yeah, I was there a little bit. Food's always good. It's just too much to pick from, it always seems. But yeah, we sponsor a few things at the fair, and the concert on Friday night that was canceled, but yeah, we try to help out a little bit here and there.
I know everybody was really bummed because literally Brad Cubot had just announced Craig Morgan, and then here come Lon Teeley, and Lon said, "I'm sorry to spoil the party, but we got lightning in the area and the concert can't go on," but the fair always perseveres.
Yeah, we've been kind of cursed. We've had, I think, 3 years in a row we've had not had to had our event because of weather or COVID, so maybe next year we'll try it again.
Cole's Electric is also involved at Chateau Speedway. Every year, Mark and Annette continue to make improvements, making the facility even nicer for drivers, fans, and sponsors alike. And it's great to see your billboard down there in the infield every night I'm at the races. Thank you so much for supporting that facility.
Yeah, we used to go back there when our 20s and used to always go there during the summer, and now we kind of go back there now, and I can't believe how much better it is and cleaner, and everything's mowed and looks really good down there.
Cole's Electric continues to be our area's commercial and industrial electrical leader. What are some of the projects your team is currently working on?
Well, we're working on the roads that are all tore up downtown, trying to get the lights downtown and Bridge Street and 26th Street and Medford. So this year we're doing a lot of road work, but there's a ton of factory work. The industrial community there, they're spending a lot of money. Ag has always got something going on out in the ag world too.
And speaking of ag, harvest season is rapidly approaching, and a power outage at the farm during harvest can be very costly. You have an emergency service crew that can be on call if they have a need.
Yeah, we always have one guy on call all year round, 24/7, and we just take care of whoever calls. It's a fire drill, and we head over to it and get it taken care of.
We discovered firsthand how costly a power surge through our radio station could be. When a building's electrical system is installed in a commercial or industrial building, you can do protective measures to prevent those high-dollar machines or computer systems to be affected by a power surge.
Yeah, it can be tricky to stop or hold back, but there's definitely things we can do to try to prevent or protect that equipment. There's TVSSs and other arresters we can put on just to kind of support your equipment and try to save that fragile computer boards.
And I'm sure you've seen some very interesting things done by storms or lightning over the years. And when our power went down at the station, you could literally hear it go around the building from office to office, knocking things out. And luckily, I shut down my computer and said, "Hey, Jeff, shut yours down." And we got them offline in time as it went around the building. But it can do some interesting things.
Oh, yeah, you never know what's going to happen. I've seen lightning tear out a piece of soffit, and then it also popped the between the concrete, that expanding joint, blow that out of there. So it can jump around and do whatever it wants to do.
New construction to light fixture installation. Foles Electric has everyone covered. Your staff is courteous, clean, and fast. I utilized your business for an exterior safety light, and the workmanship that your service tech did, it actually looks like the light has been there all along.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that have been there for years and years and years. We have our hiccups every once in a while, just like everybody else, but we just keep trying to do a good job as we can.
Technology continues to grow. It's amazing what people can control from their cell phones. Anything from turning the oven on to adjusting the thermostat on their furnace to washing or drying clothes. What does all of this take to link all of these household items together and be able to do that?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of cameras. Solar systems have been pretty popular lately. We can put now three-way switches that are wireless. You can put a switch anywhere you want. It just basically works all wirelessly. Everything is getting to be LED, is getting more and more popular. So just, it's hard to keep up with all the changes.
And as days start to shorten, coming up next month, we also want to put in safety lights for the winter time. And you guys do all kinds of outdoor lighting, ag lighting around grain bins, anything people would need for security to business, you cover all of that.
Yeah, like a security light, people hate to put them up or change them out, but your existing light is probably drawing about 460 watts. We come in there with LED light, and it's drawing about 90 watts. And it's pretty much the same light, brighter, lasts longer, but it's an investment. With your rebates, it isn't that bad.
Speaking of rebates, are there some pretty good incentives for solar or updating your lighting systems right now?
Yeah, solar is really good for another year. It's, I believe, 26%. So with your rebates and working with the utilities, depends on what utility you have. Steel Waseca has some of the best programs out there.
Steve, Kohl's has a very user-friendly website, whether it's ag, commercial, industrial, or residential.
Yeah, the girls take care of all that, and they keep that all up to date, and they do a good job keeping it all looking good.
Steve, it's always fun to talk to you, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and continue to do all the great work in our community, and thanks for all the community support from Kohl's Electric.
Yeah, thanks, Clayne. Thanks to you and all that you do and all the hard work you do on the weekends, and our first responders, and all even down to our grocery store workers that show up every day and keep the food coming to us and everything we need.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Mativs, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Mativs, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
You already know, Rhino Ag builds the most robust tractor accessories in the agriculture industry. Ever wondered what a Rhino would cost? Go to rhinoag.com and click on the Build Your Rhino tab. Select the product and spec it out with any option we offer. As always, contact your local dealer for any finance specials or seasonal offers at rhinoag.com.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foam Craft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be out at Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale, Minnesota with Jim Misgan. And Jim, one man's junk is another man's treasure. All of us have heard stories about when Uncle Bill passes away or moves into town and leaves behind mountains of junk cars, farm equipment, and steel on the home place. And you actually have a team of guys that goes in and cleans up a mess like that. I mean, treasure.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a newer thing that we've been doing. We've been going out and cleaning up people's farmyards after somebody passes on, or even before they pass on, somebody wants to get the mess cleaned up. Yeah, we'll go out there with our equipment and our roll-offs, and we'll clean everything up and get it all out of there for them.
You also recycle used vehicles. We brought one out this year, and I told my son he got every mile out of that car because it didn't quite make it to your gate.
Yeah, that happens. Sometimes we have to go pick them up when they're on their way here, but that's all part of the business. It works out well. We have a lot of cars that come in every week. We crush dozens and dozens of cars each week. It's been quite interesting. How many more cars come in now than used to? It seems like people are recycling their cars at a faster pace, even though they're getting more miles on them.
Oftentimes, you end up with a couple vehicles that have a few miles left on them, or there's somebody's restoration project that they started and didn't finish. So if you're looking for a project, sometime you get those too.
Yeah, sometimes we'll get one in that needs a motor or a transmission, and there's all of us old mechanics around and young mechanics, and we're ready to spend just a little bit of time working on it and making it run another 50, 100,000 miles.
Have you towed any vintage cars back into your vintage section here in Ellendale, or do you have any at Misgan, too, that you've looked over and they might be a great winter project for somebody who's handy or looking to build a hot rod?
Once in a while, we'll get one in, maybe a couple of them a year, that are pretty nice older vehicles that are definitely worth restoring, and they would be somebody's pride and joy. Most of the cars down at M2, down at the Glenville lot are just parts cars, except for maybe a couple of, you know, like rat rod projects. But yeah, up here in the Ellendale location, we do get a few fixer-uppers, older fixer-uppers each year.
Scrap metal, steel, aluminum, iron, batteries. If you're doing a fall cleanup project yourself, think Misgan Auto Salvage instead of hauling it somewhere else.
Yeah, we're here. We've got a big 70-foot scale. We'll help you out. We can help get them yards cleaned up for you if need be. So, yeah, we've been here for almost 50 years now.
Motors, trannies, body parts. If you have a project or two you want to get done over the winter months, now is the time to get those parts out of the U-Pullet lot before it's 20 below and you have to lay in a snowbank and lose all your fasteners.
Yeah, fall has always been my favorite time of the year. Cooler weather, it's just always the nicest time of the year. So, yeah, come on out. Open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're not open on Saturdays anymore. Since the COVID came around, we decided to cut the Saturdays out. So hopefully that doesn't inconvenience you too much, but Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Something else you do here, if you're looking for a certain part in your area and you can't find it, you are boxing and shipping parts every single day of the week.
Yeah, we can locate them hard-to-find parts, and we can ship them out for you. So, yeah, if you're not in the area, we can still get you fixed up.
What a great year of racing again at Chateau Speedway. It's awesome to see you and your wife down there every Friday night, and thanks for supporting the track. I know you enjoy being there as much as I do.
Oh, yeah, they put on a beautiful show down there. It's a nice facility, and very family friendly, and yeah, the racers are always competitive, and generally they're very courteous with each other too.
Jim, if they're looking for something specific, have a vehicle they want to junk out, or they've heard about the Misgan 2 lot full of vintage cars and they want to know some of the specific vehicles that you have down there, what are the best ways to get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 507-684-2100 or check us out on Misgan.com.
Thank you for all of the support of the area tracks and racers over the years, and thank you, as always, for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you, too. You do a great job, Clayne, and also God bless all of you out there.
Hello, everyone. This is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products and UltraForce Spring Machine. We're here today to talk a little bit about our new automatic UltraForce machines. In August of 2018, we teamed up with AccuForce Load Machines in Ohio, and we have their automation that we put onto our framework. These machines are very powerful. They can tell you a lot about your springs, your pull bars, your bump stop packages. Very handy machines. We've learned a tremendous amount with our pull bars since we teamed up with Keith and everybody at AccuForce. The reason we went with AccuForce as we feel they are the leader in this technology, so we're really happy to be a part of their program. Check us out online at weirsmachine.com.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs, from chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, and Speed. You are absolutely everywhere. I just talked to you. You were at the Clay County Fair in Spencer, Iowa, and now you're heading up to Minnesota, and you will be here today from 10 to 5.
Yep. I will be at the Maple Grove Hy-Vee store there, which is 18755 70 Way North in Maple Grove, Minnesota, Saturday until 5 o'clock. Stop up and say hi. We'll be running specials on ribs and pulled pork and quarts of barbecued beans, all available for purchase at the Cookies Rib Wagon. We'll be at that nice new Hy-Vee store there.
Well, the weather's starting to cool off, so make sure you pack your hooded sweatshirt for up here in Minnesota, and that means stuff's coming out of the garden for fall, and there's nothing better on the grill than a head of cabbage.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that steamed cabbage on the grill, I'll tell you what, Clayne, that's definitely one of my favorites. And what I do is I just take a large head of cabbage, grab one of them and core the center of it out, and then place the cabbage cord side up on a large piece of heavy-duty foil. And sometimes I'll take two pieces of foil and cross them. And then I take 3/4 cup of beer, and you can use regular beer or non-alcoholic beer, and then 1/4 cup of butter, and 2 tablespoons of cookies flavor enhancer. And what I do is warm up the beer and melt the butter and then stir the flavor enhancer in it, then pour that mixture down in the center of that cored out cabbage, then wrap it up good in foil and put it either on your charcoal grill, you want a medium hot coals, or place it on a gas grill someplace around 325 degrees and let it set on there for about 45 minutes. And that cabbage from that beer steam and the butter going up through it and the flavor enhancer, well, you open that up and slice it off. And I'll tell you what, it is so tasty and got just a little bit of a crunch to it. And oh, is that ever good. So give that a try. If you got one of my cookbooks, it's on page 79 on the bottom part of the page there. If you didn't get it all wrote down, why, just shoot me an email and I'll copy the recipe and shoot it back to you. And my email is speed@cookies, CookiesBBQ.com. And just say you want the Dirt Show recipe for steamed cabbage, and we'll get you fixed up with that. And then going along with that, my mom's recipe, we call it Grandma Elma's Broiler Burgers. They're very tasty. And, you know, if you've never thought, oh, boy, I don't know if I'd eat Spam, just try it this way once. Take an 8-ounce can of Spam and 4 slices of either American cheese or cheddar cheese, 6 tablespoons cookies taco sauce, grind and mix together the Spam, the cheese, and then add the taco sauce, stir that all in together real good, then spread it either on English muffin buns or hamburger bun halves. Just put a nice layer of that on there, then pop it in your oven and just broil it till the cheese melts. Or if you want to do it on the grill, you can just lay it on foil on your grill and cover over it just so you're trapping the heat inside the foil. Get it to where it melts cheese and everything down real good. Just want it to melt. You don't want to burn it. But I'll tell you what, take them things out of there, and those are good. Once you've heated them up and everything, I prefer them hot, but they even make a good cold sandwich. So steam the cabbage and do those broiler burgers, and you're in for a tasty treat.
Speed, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Clayton, and thanks to all the listeners out there for all the support through the years.
With football and beautiful weather aplenty, you'll want to make quick work of everything on your automotive to-do list. Napa Auto Parts can help with great offers in September. Save time and money with a Craftsman cordless half-inch impact wrench kit for $199. And avoid waiting for a friend or a tow truck when your battery is down with the Napa 700A jump starter in your trunk. It's also specially priced at just $55.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies Sauces and Seasonings.
Well, we're getting down to those end-of-the-year specials. I hope you were able to get out and see some great racing over the weekend. Last Thursday night, September 9th, KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was racing. In the Pure Stock feature, Joe Martin over Alex Griniger. In the Modified A Main, Shane Sabraski over Tyler Peterson. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Justin Van Epps. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Robert Holquist. In the Super Stocks, Shane Sobraski over Dexton Cook in the Street Stocks, Jeff Nowak over Ethan Imes, and in the Hornets, Peter Martin over Matthew Dittman. Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota had a two-day special starting Friday, September 10th with the Guttormson Memorial in the USRA B Modified A Main, Ben Mowdry over Taylor Osrud. In the Modified A Main, Adam Hensel over Kevin Stoa. In the Pier Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Jack Paulson. In the Street Stocks, Zach Elward over Brady Williamson. In the Hornets, Brian Schott over Sean Poston. And in the Midwest Modified A Main, Caden Kath over Jake Smith. Night 2 at Chateau Speedway, Saturday night, September 11th, in the USRA B Modified A Main, Trevor Fecht over Noah Grinstead. In the Modifieds, Jacob Stark over Jason Cummins. In the Pier Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Jack Paulson. In the Street Stocks, Ty Agan over Zach Elward. In the Hornets, Brian Schott over Tristan Hagen. And in the Midwest Modified A Main, Jake Smith over Caden Kath. We were at Cedar Lake Speedway on Saturday night, September 11th, for the 21st running of the Jerry Richards Memorial in a traditional wingless sprint car, 25-lap A Main. Nick Duranko over Jake Kuba in the 360 wing sprint car A Main. Justin Henderson over Brooke Tantnell. And in the 410 wing sprint car, Jerry Richards Memorial Finale 30-lap feature, Brooke Tantnell over Justin Henderson. Madison Speedway was racing last Sunday night, September 12th, in the Pier Stock A Main, Joe Martin over Austin Moen. In the Limited Late Model A Main, Ross Bearsett over Scott Harrington. In the Hornet A Main, Jacob Aris over Joe Martin. In the Midwest Modifieds, Lucas Roden over Darren Essinger. In the Modifieds, Shane Sobraski over Tyler Peterson. In the Street Stock A Main, Mike Jans over Braden Brower. And in the Super Stocks, Kevin Burdick over Shane Sobraski. Granite City Motor Park held a huge Wasota Hornet $1,000 to win 40-lap feature last Sunday night, September 12th, won by Danny Burkholder, followed by Nathan Cole and Marcus Ammerman. Last Saturday night, the Sprint Invaders were racing for $2,000 to win at Lee County Speedway in Donelson, Iowa. In a 25-lap A Main, Colton Fisher picking up his first feature win over Jonathan Cornell. And finally, Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota was hosting their USAC Nationals Friday, Saturday, and Sunday last weekend. I was there on Friday night, September 10th, in a USAC Midget A Main, Thomas Meserol over Chris Windham. And in the USAC AMSOIL non-wing sprint car 25-lap feature, Tanner Thorson over Thomas Meserol. Night 2 of the USAC Nationals at Huset Speedway, in the USAC Midget 30-lap A Main, Chris Windham over Dason Persley. And in the USAC non-wing sprint car 25-lap A Main, CJ Leary over Tanner Thorson. And Sunday night, September 12th at Huset Speedway, the USAC Nationals finale night in the USAC Midget 100-lap A Main, Chris Windham over Buddy Colfoid. And in the USAC AMSOIL non-wing sprint car 40-lap A Main, CJ Leary over Brady Bacon.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
www.mapfg.com.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.